you got one on, okay.
Both are running. I just am doing a backup in case anything's correct.
I'll be happy to. I've got tons of books that I keep forgetting even to bring over here for sale.
Okay, we can get started. I'd like to call the meeting of the Bartlett Public Library District to order at 7 p.m. Roll call.
Sias?
Here.
Boyer?
Here.
Barry?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Bucaro here. Daney?
Here.
Hopkins?
Here.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance.
I got to add it, sorry.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Town Hall. Okay, consent agenda. Are there any items that anyone would like to be have removed?
Minutes.
Yes.
Okay, so items 1A?
Go 1A.
Yes, please.
Okay, is there any others? Trustee Olson?
I'd like to remove items B and C, the bill list and the approved transfers.
Okay. Any others? Okay, so can I get a motion for items 1D, 1E, and 1F?
I make that motion.
Thank you, Trustee Bucaro.
No second.
Thank you, Trustee Barry. Any discussion on those? Okay, roll call vote.
Sias?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Bucaro, yes. Daney?
Yes.
Hopkins?
Yes. Okay. Circling back to item 1A, Trustee Daney.
I've gone over the draft minutes a number of times, and I want it to be shown that Trustee Olson suggested that we put a referendum to the voters to close our library, and nowhere in any of the draft minutes is it stated. And I don't think that the minutes should only reflect positive, I think it should reflect all voices that we have, and I want that to be shown.
Trustee Olson.
I have no objection to that being called, but I want it under the proper place in the meeting. And that was under the discussion of metrics.
Okay, so we will need a motion to amend the minutes.
I'll make a motion to amend the minutes.
Okay.
A second.
Thank you, Trustee Bucaro, Trustee Daney, and this is a motion to amend the minutes to include Trustee Olson's comments under the metrics section. Okay. Is there any discussion? Roll call.
Sias?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Bucaro, yes. Daney?
Yes.
Hopkins?
Yes. Okay, item 1B.
Okay, I asked that this be with help for two reasons. Number one, bond, the degree be limited payment of $23,143. I ask that this not be released at the December date that it was drawn. I was concerned about what our total cost of this project was. When I looked at the invoices that supported this payment, the total amount being billed was in excess of what Director Nance had indicated to the board, I believe at the November board meeting, she asked that we modify the agreement with Evans and Sons to withhold this change order and award this to Green Bay. I had asked earlier for what we had paid previously, but I believe that in total this project was originally approved by the board at the May 2021 board meeting in the amount of $14,180.12. Because of a combination of things, this is costing us at least $22,000. I just wanted, as a point of information, that it is not coming in at the level that we had originally anticipated. The second thing that...
Can I respond to that?
Yes.
So when I talked to Greenby, I had made a comment at the board meeting that we were going with Evans and Son, we were going with Greenby because they were already on premises for the other parking lot lights. I don't believe I ever stated we would, it would be an even match, because what happened was there was additional concrete work that had to be done, and that was explained in the emails that I sent out.
I do recall that. Your next point?
The second thing that I wanted to identify was the Evans and Son invoice for their first payment. I had some concerns about non-lien release by their subcontractors. However, I believe that Roger, our attorney's comments on this satisfies that. Yeah, so I am approving or suggesting that we approve the full board check disbursements. But I think it's also important that the board realize that when we are approving this, that we are approving all checks dispersed from the date of the last board meeting through the current board date. And when we review checks that those designated people should in fact be looking at all of the disbursements.
Is that a motion to approve the bill list, then?
I move to pay the, approve the checklist as submitted.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, trustee Barry, is there any further discussion on the bill list? Okay, roll call.
Sias?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Bucaro, yes. Daney?
Yes.
Hopkins?
Yes. Okay, item 1C, the approval of transfer funds.
I wanted to provide the board with an explanation, and I also wanted to, thought that it was appropriate that we approve this as two separate transactions. The first transaction being the board's approval of the transfer on the 10th of January that I approved, and then the board's approval of an additional $350,000 to be transferred on the 18th, which would be tomorrow, the next business day. The reason for the initial transfer was that at the time that I looked at forecasting what our cash needs were, I failed to take into account two major things. I did not cover the payroll that was part of the cash cycle, and I did not anticipate the increased costs related to the IRF payment because of three payrolls falling in the month of December. So I would move the transfer, the approval of the $100,000 on January 7th, on January 10th, and I would further move the approval of the additional $350,000 on the next business day, which I believe would be January 18th.
Okay, is there a second to those motions?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Trustee Vitaro. Is there any discussion on this? Roll call.
Sias.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Barry.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Daney.
Yes.
Hopkins.
Yes. Okay. Now we've got correspondence.
There is none tonight.
Okay. Reports, questions, and answers from the president and trustees. Does anybody have anything? Trustee Boyer?
I would like to share that I was inducted into the ILA Trustee Forum.
Okay.
So I'm pretty pumped to continue work with them and to share any knowledge that comes from the group. So, yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And just to kind of start off, some dates to look out for if you're interested is Reaching Forward, which is May 6, 2022, and that's actually going to be in person in Rosemont. You are going to have to show a vaccination card or a negative test 72 hours before the conference. And then the other thing is the ILA annual conference, which is going to be October 18th to the 20th, and Rosemont as well. Same parameters.
That's in person too?
Yeah.
Could you repeat that question?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Could you repeat the date of the first event and the parameters again?
Yeah, Reaching Forward, which is going to be May 6, 2022 in the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, which is in Rosemont. You are going to have to show, and that's in person, so you are going to have to show a vaccination card or a negative test 72 hours before the conference.
And when are the dates for ILA again?
ILA is October 18th through the 20th, 2022. Same place, Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont.
Do you have anything else?
No, that's it.
Trustee Olson, I believe you had something.
I have a number of things that I'd like to comment on. First of all, I'd like to thank Bridget DeJohns for 26 years of service to the residents of the Bartlett Public Library District, with the last 2 years as our IT director. I'd like to comment about the snow removal services. I think they continue to be work that is worthy of commendation. I do, however, wonder if we shouldn't be keeping the sidewalk open between the access road over towards the Park District sidewalk that they're keeping open. I do notice in coming over here, oftentimes people that are walking that path. And I wonder if, and I don't know that past years we've kept it open, but I think, you know, here in the southwest corner of the lot, the way that the snow is being piled would make it very difficult for somebody to get over there.
I'm sorry.
I also am concerned about the fact that we currently clearly have only 3 clearly marked handicap parking places. The 2 in the newly refurbished part of the lot, and 1 down by the former entrance to that courtyard. The 2 spaces that are immediately to the east of the entrance, the signage was taken down at the time that we did the work that was done on sidewalk. The markings on the pavement are not clear, and I'm often seeing people parking in those spots. I don't think willfully, but unknowingly, that do not have any handicapped identification on their vehicles. I have two more points that I'd like to ask. It used to be that in the monthly reports that we got from the various departments, we would see statistics about press releases and what publications those were being sent to. And I haven't seen those probably in about 6 months or so. It may be wrong about the exact date. But it makes me wonder if we're still doing press releases. That's a question that I have. And the final point that I want to make is that we currently have a requirement at the library that people wear masks. And I'm sitting in a room where the people who have enacted that, three of you are not wearing masks. And I think that's a contradiction to what we are asking the public to do. That's it.
Anyone else have anything? Okay, first action item is the resolution 2022-2 term limit.
So I was asked to put this back on the agenda at the January meeting. I have included the one that Roger and I drafted, and then the suggestion with the revision from Trustee Olson. And I think you guys were going to take a month or two to contemplate on what you wanted to do and have some more discussion and give me direction.
Trustee Capara?
Yeah, I'm in favor of the 4 years. My one concern is when you look at the year of 2027, there would be four seats open at that time. And that would also assume that the three that from are up in 2025 are completing their 4 years, and would not be a case of that we have someone who may be filling in if it's not a complete term, you know, finishing out 1 or 2 years, and we could have it off. Four at one time is a lot. You know, the 3 years, that's not bad, but when it's four, that's a lot of seats to be changing, potentially.
If I might.
Yes.
If we adopt a four-year term, every other election will have four people up for election. So it's different, but it would be the norm.
Okay. Do we have anything else to discuss, or do we want to take a vote on whether or not to?
I think that math is right. I think this point is correct. I think
yeah.
It's a reasonable concern, but hopefully it's one everyone realizes when you make your vote that that's the way it's going to be.
Right.
We go that way.
6 years is a long time for someone to make that commitment. And then again, if we're having trouble finding people to fill the spots, a four-year may be just enough that would say, well, 4 years isn't
too bad.
A bad term.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that the four-year, you know, the people, the four that would be up for re-election, that maybe they'd all four want to be re-elected,
right?
Know? So then you wouldn't have a turnover,
right?
Yeah.
I think we should just vote on whether they're going to do it or not.
Okay. Would anyone like to make a motion as such?
I'll make a motion.
I'll vote.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
And then I want to verify, it's the revised four-year term limits, which Trustee Olson suggested.
Yes.
Okay.
And a yes would be affirming for.
In favor.
Okay.
Yep.
Who seconded?
I did.
Thank you.
All right, roll call.
Sias?
Yes.
Poyer?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Olson?
No.
Vaccaro, yes. Daney?
Yes.
Hopkins?
Yes.
Okay, I will get drafts of this and leave them at the circulation desk for you and Heidi and Peggy to sign.
Okay. I'd have to have it, I'm leaving first thing tomorrow morning, 7:30 in the morning, so I have to have it now.
Okay, I'll do it after the meeting.
That'd be a great press release too, to let people know they could start planning.
Okay, checking account balance transfer amount?
I guess I just, I would like some direction on this. And Trustee Olson, correct me if I'm wrong, but has it been since you've been taking over the transfers that you want to keep about $10,000 in the checking account?
It happened at the December meeting that I thought, rather than making a transfer, when I was looking at the numbers, erroneously left out payroll, that was a low balance.
Okay.
It wasn't what I necessarily looked forward to, but rather than making a transfer, I decided that might be reasonable.
So in the past, we've always kept a balance of around $300,000, and that's what I was told to do from my predecessor, but I think that's kind of high. So I was wondering, are you in agreement with $100,000, just so that if we have any unexpected things come up, then we do have a buffer? And is that what the board wants?
Well, I personally think that between $50,000 and $100,000, but I would like to try to get into the mindset that when we start earning reasonable money on our investment account, that we're maximizing the amounts. I mean, that hasn't been the case in the last virtually 2 years, but I think we're going to start to see some movement in the direction of starting to get some return. And I would just soon try to keep the investable now account as high as we can. I think we can reasonably forecast, and I think I have a system in place that, you know, I can work with Carolyn and all to keep it so that we have some cushion if necessary. And I cannot foresee any reason that we're going to, between board meetings, have an emergency need that would exceed $20,000 to $30,000. And most of the time, those sorts of expenditures would require some formal board action. It's not like in February we could expect a change in electric and gas rates, which we have a contract on, but I mean something like that, that as many people are suffering from, you know, these huge increases. I just don't see that occurring in a way that would require us to do something.
So then what I'm hearing is that you are going to go forward with trying to keep a buffer of about $50,000 in the checking account?
Yes, I'd like to try to keep it down to a lower level.
Do you need a motion?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You said no motion?
No motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Just wanted more concrete direction.
So what do we agree on?
To keep a buffer of $50,000 in the general checking account.
Okay, in-house programming?
I just wanted to bring it to your attention that Gail Borden in Schaumburg and a couple other libraries have temporarily stopped their in-house programming. I did meet with all of our librarians. I walked around and talked to them about our comfort levels and how we're doing things here. We are limiting our registration numbers, and we are socially distancing to the best of our ability, really trying to follow the 6-foot guidelines. I think we're doing okay. There was one group, a writers group, who have some elderly members, and they requested that it be moved to Zoom, so we're absolutely going to do that. We have looked at the January and the February programs, and I think we're okay. We've got low registration amounts, and we'll be able to spread them out. I talked to Phyllis today, and we're going to decrease the amount that the number that can register for the story times and spread them more out. But the people are really appreciating that we're open. The one thing that we are monitoring is because of the other libraries being closed, we've seen an increase in other libraries, so we may have to monitor that and adjust that so that our patrons get first kick. So I am asking that we just remain as is for in-house programming.
Trustee Boyd.
You went around and asked other librarians and other staff how they feel, and I feel confident with your call.
Thank you.
And thank you to our staff
yes. For
handling all that.
Mm-hmm. I'd also like to say I think that both those comments are right on target. I think that's what we ought to be doing, because even the people that are making the calls don't really know what the proper procedure is. So we're a local entity, and where we can provide services locally to what our people want. I think that's the best we can do.
Succession plan.
So the next item is the succession plan. Dina, I want to say thank you to Dina for working on this with me. And then Heidi, after Dina and I drafted it, Heidi and I talked, and we really felt that the importance was that there was a board member throughout the whole process, and that would be the board president, working directly along the human resources manager. The human resource manager sees stuff that is needed on a day-to-day basis, and then the board president sees what is needed for the vision. What basically will happen is that if I retire or something happens to me, God forbid, I hate talking about that, then the board president and the human resources manager would look to hire a interim director, like a consultant type person, and then they would form a hiring committee. They would do the whole search process, and then the hiring committee would look at all of the resumes, you know, windle it down, and then all of the applicants would be brought to the full board. So I think it's a good plan. Trustee Barry had suggested that I add one thing under the part where it says the director will provide a checklist on when she's leaving. I would provide that checklist in advance, and I will put that in there so that people know what that checklist is in case there's an emergency.
Trustee Olson?
I'd like to suggest a change to the language on page 3, paragraph 6, which starts with the hiring committee will exercise, the hiring committee will select candidates based on. I'd like to add to that the following wording. Evidence of current knowledge and application of that knowledge and keeping their library current and relevant to the community it serves.
I'm sorry, where?
Page 3, the third to last paragraph.
Let me repeat that. Evidence of current knowledge and application of that knowledge and keeping their library current and relevant to the community it serves. Meaning the candidates, one of the things that we're looking for is this type of knowledge.
Trustee Fearing?
What exactly, nothing to do with the language, but where would you put this again? In what paragraph you'd put this in, or it would be a separate paragraph?
Well, what I'm saying is that we want evidence of the candidate's current knowledge. And not only the knowledge, but the application of that knowledge in keeping their library, meaning where they're currently employed, relevant to the community that it serves.
I believe his question was, where would you put that language?
I'm sorry?
I think his only question was, where would you insert that language?
Where would you insert that language?
In paragraph 1, 2.
Still on page 3?
7. This starts with the hiring committee will select candidates based on the following factors.
Thank you.
Anyone want to discuss that? I have no problem putting that in. It shows knowledge towards a strategic plan and looking forward.
I think it's a good addition.
Trustee Barry?
I'll make a motion to approve the succession plan as what the addition is recommended by Trustee Wilson.
And the addition about the checklist from Director Nance. Yes.
Thank you, Trustee Boyer. Is there any discussion? Okay, roll call.
Sias?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Carl, yes. Danny?
Yes.
Hopkins?
Yes.
Trustee Olson, will you send me the, thank you.
Okay, the Victims Economic Security and Safety Act.
This is pretty straightforward. We had to update the policy, and let me just pull up my notes. It's being updated to reflect the amendments to the Illinois Victims Economic Security and Safety Act. The amendments include expanding the reasons for leave to include gender violence or any other crime of violence. So it's all the legal ease that we needed to update.
And it just follows the state.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there any discussion or a motion on this?
I'll move.
I have a motion. I'm sorry, are you discussing? Okay. I move to pass this motion.
Thank you, Trustee Boyer. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Trustee Vaccaro. Discussion?
Is this language pretty much what's in the law? Mm-hmm.
Yes, so one of the things that we do, we run it concurrently with FMLA if that were to occur, but I did verify we can't require them to use PTO on this. That would be an option on their behalf. But yeah, basically, we're just following the law. All the confidentiality, the individual who is covered, all of that is dictated by the law.
And employers' obligation to provide access for family is part of the law?
Yeah, that was, they define in the legislation. They define the individuals that will be covered. They broadened it. I think they might have added one. I don't remember. But yes.
So we have the potential of being out of pocket for other than our employees.
Well, this is unpaid leave. So VESA is, so FMLA, VESA, those are all unpaid leave, but employees can substitute what pay time off they already have available to them during week. So we would be out extra money. They would have job protection for 12 weeks.
I'm just trying to understand.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Okay, any other discussion? All right, roll call.
Sias?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Bucaro, yes. Daney?
Yes.
Hopkins?
Yes. Okay, discussion items, the 2022 strategic planning update.
So Amanda sent me the draft of the learning report, so I'm reading through it and Dina's going to read through it. And then we are going to make any suggested changes, and we'll hopefully have that learning report out to you on Friday. So that'll give you a full week to review it. I'm also going to send out the agenda for the Saturday meeting, because there's different topics and questions that you may want to think about or consider before you attend the meeting and be prepared for discussion.
6 month financial report to you?
Last month I had done a pretty in-depth review. This month I just did an overview of the 6 months, but I think that we're on track and we're doing well.
CPI amounts.
I did receive an email from our accountant that the CPI amount is 7%, which is pretty high considering last year the CPI amount was 2.1%. So what the accountant is recommending, as along with myself, is that we do the 5% for the levy and do the black border and make sure that we try to capture as much of the funds that we can.
And the director evaluation.
I am diligently preparing an update for the goals. The metrics book that I'm reading, it is brutal. So it's taking me a little bit longer to get through, but I am halfway there. I think I'm on par for most of the goals. When I get everything updated, I'll send out a summary of everything to you. I believe President Hopkins has the form. We're going to follow the same process as last year. And if you turn everything back into her by like the February meeting, we'll do the director evaluation at the March meeting in executive session.
Yeah, I did send the form out before the meeting, just
great,
so you guys have it. So when she gets her goals out, we'll send that out. Okay. All right, the FOIA OMA training.
Just a reminder, I sent out the link for the FOIA OMA training. I believe the majority of you have already completed it, so if you have not done it, please do so and print out the certificates for me and drop them off so that we can file them.
I tried today and I was having a hard time registering, so.
Well, she came up with, she was like some guy named Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
So.
Yeah, I had a hard time with it too.
Yeah.
It took me a while.
So, yeah, we'll keep trying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's an actual deadline.
There's a deadline.
Oh, there is?
March 30th.
Oh, I didn't know that. Sorry.
It was January.
Oh, yeah, okay. You had January 31st on it, I think, originally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you put a goal on for us for January 31st.
Because I know that if I give you a goal,
we'll reach it.
You'll come straggling in and two months later.
Smart move.
Trustee Olson?
I was reinforced a lot in terms of, I think this is the third time I've taken it over the last 4 years. Both the FOIA and the OMA. I think that's great. Are we going to suggest that we all take sexual harassment training again this year?
It's required for employees. It's not required for the board, but I thought it was beneficial for all of us, just for the time and the culture and the climate of this world. And, you know, it's extra training. I don't think it can hurt.
I think things change every year, I think. And even though we're not employees, we are in here and we work with staff and we need to know what they would consider sexual harassment in the workplace. So I think it is beneficial for the board to take it.
Although
each year
I hate
as well.
that we classify this sexual harassment, it should just be flat out harassment.
Yeah. I think it is one that we can put in the trustee manual to have as a yearly thing.
And then I just have one other thing. Heidi and Monica and I met on Saturday. We started going over the trustee manual. So we covered the financial section, so we're going to make, I'm going to make up all of the updates and suggested changes, and then I'm going to have them review it in a draft format, and then hopefully we'll have them on the February board meeting to review the financials. And we're going to try to do a section at a time so that in the next year, it'll all be updated. So just a FYI.
The director's report. Does anybody have any questions regarding the informational areas of the director's report?
Okay. Do we have an update on the foundation?
Foundation is meeting on Monday. So we are down one director. I was going to try to write a press release and get it out this week. I don't know if I've missed the deadline for the examiner to request for new directors. And I don't know what Pat Hogan's availability is. The time for her at 4:30 is really hard for her to meet. So I think that she wants to maybe move, she would like to request the meeting to be moved later, but I don't think that another foundation member is interested in that, so.
I'm sure he's not, because I've requested mm-hmm. that it be moved and he wouldn't move it.
Yeah.
Okay. Town hall. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Trustee Barry, is there a second?
Oh.
I'll give it to Macaro this time.
Thank you.
Okay, so there's, I'm not going to allow a discussion on that one, so roll call.
Okay, Sias.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Barry.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Macaro. Yes. Danny.
Yep.
Hopkins.
Yes. So the meeting is adjourned at 7:41 p.m.
And I'll wait and sign them.
Yeah, I'll go print it out.
Yeah,
right,
take your time. No problem.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Take care. Careful going home.
Have a good time.
Thanks so much.